Citizen Marine Corps of your community presents Marine Story, starring William Bendix.
The streets of my native New Orleans were quiet. A couple of days before, they'd been lined with people who cheered the arrival of General Jackson. I had not seen the redoubtable general yet. We, the Marines of New Orleans, 65 of us, under my command, were entrenched along the canal. All eyes were turned toward the sea, watching for the British sails.
When are they coming, Frank?
My brother Hal was a daily visitor to the entrenchment.
Have you seen General Jackson yet, Frank?
No. And when I do, I'll give you a detailed description. In the meantime, I'm ordering you to stay out of camp.
From the annals of our history come the tales of men of the Marine Corps, men who cherished the ideals of freedom and democracy, men of skill and courage who fought to preserve them. Listen to William Bendix as Lieutenant Francis de Bellevue, a Marine hero in the Battle of New Orleans.
And the opportunity to furnish such a description came suddenly and unexpectedly.
Lieutenant Bellevue?
Yes?
General Jackson wishes to see you at headquarters at once, sir.
Lieutenant Bellevue, I'm told that you're a native of New Orleans. Is that true?
Yes, General.
I'm also told that you're familiar with that region. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Do you know Jean Lafitte, the pirate?
Only by reputation, sir.
Mm-hmm. I want a man to get to him with a message. Can you locate him?
Perhaps, sir. His camp is reputed to be somewhere along the Barataria coast, south of the city. Perhaps I can find him.
I see. The message is simply this. Either he fights on our side or he'll hang. Get that, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
We need men badly. That is your mission, Lieutenant.
There was one man who would know where Lafitte was. Major Plochet, the leader of the Creoles.
It is insane. It is madness. Lafitte. He will hang you to the highest cypress.
Maybe so, but I want you to take me to him.
No. I love you too much for that, my friend.
Major Plochet, I'm under orders. I want to see him.
Well, you are serious? My dear friend, Lieutenant, ever since Commodore Patterson sank his ships, Lafitte, he will not fight for Americans. Lafitte, I think he will sooner fight for the English. Yes, my friend.
Then you've got to take me to see him.
Well, if you wish so strong, yes. But who, my friend, will take you back?
Can we go tonight?
Sure, but we need a boat.
I've got a skiff. We'll arrange to meet down at the wharf. I went home to prepare for the trip. It crossed my mind that on this mission, I might be the one to hang.
Did you see General Jackson, Frank?
Yes, I did.
What does he look like?
A tall man with a long face and tough as hickory. He gave me a job.
Gave you a job? What are you going to do?
Sail a skiff down the coast on a pleasure jaunt.
Sail a skiff?
That's about it.
Are you going to use our boat?
Yes, and I'm leaving tonight. And while I'm gone, I order you to stay away from camp. Plochet was as good as his word. We beached the boat, walked inland, and he brought me face to face with Lafitte.
Oh, that is hardly a bargain, Lieutenant. Either I fight or I hang. Your General Jackson must be one big fool.
He's not a fool, Lafitte. I think it is to your advantage to join us. The British are no friends of yours.
No? And what if your General Jackson knew the British will give me £30,000? Yes, and a commission in the Royal Navy to fight for them. What will General Jackson offer besides to stretch my neck?
I'm not authorized to bargain. I came simply to deliver the general's message.
And to spy us out, Lieutenant?
I am not here as a spy.
I am not a fool, Lieutenant.
Captain Lafitte.
Let me alone.
You captured this boy in the brush, huh?
Who are you, boy?
He is my brother. What are you doing here, Hal?
I hid in the skip.
So that is your brother. Well, maybe. Maybe.
They are brothers, Captain Lafitte.
Ah, Lieutenant. Will you take a message for me to General Jackson?
The general is expecting a reply.
Yes. Well, tell him the English offer. And tell him I will refuse it if he grants an amnesty to me and all my men.
I will deliver your reply.
And to make sure you come back alone, I will hold your brother.
The gall of this pirate, making conditions.
The English offer is legitimate, sir. He sent the papers to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a commission in the Royal Navy. Yes, Bellevue. His reply right now means neutrality in return for a pardon for his piracy.
That was my interpretation, sir.
No, we've got to win him over. Offer him amnesty in return for fighting on our side, and nothing less.
I'll tell him that, sir.
The gall of this pirate, making conditions.
It seemed to me that Lafitte would never accept this proposal. He had very little to gain, and among other things, 30,000 pounds to lose. My opinion was shared by Planchet.
Never. Never will Jean Lafitte say yes to this. To march with his men into the arms of General Jackson, and then to fight for him? No, no, my friend. Jean Lafitte, he is not crazy.
Fight for General Jackson. That is the proposal your brother has been making. I have asked him why. And he tells me I can live in freedom. This boy tells me I can be free.
If my brother told you that, Lafitte, he was telling you the truth. I don't envy any man with a price on his head.
Or a rope on his neck, Lieutenant.
If Jackson doesn't put it there, the British will.
Ah. You are giving me a choice of ropes, then.
I'm giving you the choice to fight with the Americans and live without fear.
I am not afraid. I fear no one.
Then why do you hide in the bayous? Why are you afraid to come with me to General Jackson?
I am not afraid. The English, bah, I do not like. You will see I am not afraid. I will go with my men to General Jackson. But your brother, I will leave here under guard. It will be his life for mine. Is it a bargain, Lieutenant?
Assemble your men. We'll go to New Orleans. We could see the British frigates riding offshore. We marched into town along with rumors that Wellington's volunteers were going to land. General Jackson was busy moving from point to point, arranging his battle line.
Lafitte, my word is my bond. The amnesty is granted on condition that your men take a position in the line of battle. You will be under the surveillance and command of Lieutenant Bellevue.
We stretched along the canal. The Marines, Lafitte's pirates, and Major Planchet's volunteers. They fought well. Indeed, they fought like men who wanted to earn their freedom.
Now we shall go back to my camp, Lieutenant.
You have done well, Lafitte.
So, you see, I am not afraid. And my men, they can fight.
The best fighters are those who fight for freedom.
Your brother, he said that too.
The battle.
Oh, there will be other battles, my friend.
And I've never even seen General Jackson.
You'll see him someday, Hal. There's New Orleans.
Yeah, look, the smoke is still hanging over the city. There was a battle, all right. I was miles away in a pirate camp.
There was a battle and you helped to win it.
I did? How? You kept me ordered out of camp.
Not all battles are won on the field, Hal. What if Lafitte had fought with the other side? Would we have won?
Who knows, my friend? Who knows?
You put the right word in the right place, Hal. Freedom. That word helps win battles.
Thank you, William Bendix, for a very fine performance and a very interesting story.
Well, that story is just one of many. What Lieutenant Francis de Bellevue did at New Orleans is part of the great Marine story that winds through the pages of our history. Lieutenant de Bellevue, like other Marines, had the high pride of service to his country, the spirit which, through the years, has made the Marines an elite corps, a branch of service into which men come voluntarily to share the companionship, morale, and traditions of the Marine Corps. Today, you can become part of this great Marine story. The Citizen Marine Corps in your community is accepting a selected number of volunteers. You can be a Marine and a civilian, too, right in your own hometown. That's what the Citizen Marine Corps means. You can get superb Marine training in many skilled trades and earn while you learn. Find out about the Citizen Marine Corps. If you're between the ages of 17 to 32, contact the Citizen Marine Corps in your community and get all the facts about this modern reserve organization.
Appearing with William Bendix on this Marine story were Jack Briggs as Hal Bellevue, Joe Forte as General Jackson, Don Haggerty as Major Plauchet, Dan Riss as Jean Lafitte. Dick Arant was at the organ, and the program was directed by Lieutenant Jim Knox, U.S. Marine Corps.